काशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय हिमाक्षी पंवार। The Parliament has passed the Taxation and Other Laws Amendment Bill 2026, with Rajya Sabha returning it to Lok Sabha after discussion yesterday. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had moved the bill. The bill seeks to amend the Payment and Settlement Systems Act 2007, the Income Tax Act 2025, and the Finance Act 2026. The legislation will replace the Income Tax Amendment Ordinance 2026, which was promulgated on 5th June this year. Replying to the discussion, the Union Finance Minister said that the objective of the bill is to strengthen India's manufacturing ecosystem, attract further investment, generate employment, and promote manufacturing activities. She said the second major reform relates to providing tax exemptions to foreign companies procuring data services from specified data centers in India and enhancing ease of doing business. The minister clarified that the bill does not impose any tax or transaction charge on UPI users. The parliament also passed the Bankers' Books Evidence Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Indian Council of Medical Research is organizing a two-day second edition of SHINE, which is Science, Health and Innovation for Next Gen Explorers, a nationwide school outreach initiative from today. The two-day program will be hosted across 83 locations nationwide, providing school students with an opportunity to engage with scientists, explore scientific research and experience the world of health and innovation firsthand. The Director General of ICMR, Dr. Rajiv Behl, encouraged them to make the most of the opportunity to interact with scientists, explore research laboratories, and experience the world of health and innovation firsthand. The Health and Family Welfare Ministry informed that the initiative invites students of grades 9 to 12 to apply scientific thinking to real-world public health challenges. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that government e-marketplace GEM reflects the procurement of the right product of the right quality at the right price at the right time. The minister said this while speaking at the celebration of 10 years of GEM in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal recalled that prior to the introduction of GEM, public money was being misused, procurement was non-transparent and lacked good governance. Mr. Goyal said that cumulatively GEM has helped in the procurement of over 20 lakh crore rupees worth of goods and services through the portal through over 3 crore orders. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Professor Bimal Patel yesterday and congratulated him on his recent election as a judge of the International Tribunal of the Law of the Sea. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar wished him the best for a successful tenure. The government has notified 11 more international ports enabling e-visa holder foreigners to enter India. The Home Ministry said that includes 9 land ports and 2 airports. This includes airports at Bhopal and Tirupati and land ports at Attari and Agartala. The ministry said that the addition of ports further enhances the attractiveness and utility of electronic visa. It noted that India provides approximately 95% e-visas application in less than 72 hours. A powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck Western Colombia, the South American nation, yesterday, killing at least 111 people, damaging hundreds of buildings and leaving many trapped under debris while their loved ones and rescue workers searched through rubble. The epicenter was in San Jose del Palmo, about 400 kilometers west of Bogota, the U.S. Geological Survey said. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for very heavy rainfall in Himachal Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. According to IMD, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Chhattisgarh, Chandigarh and Delhi will experience heavy rainfall at isolated places today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.